I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. On the face of it, this next item might sound like a midlife crisis story. A man in his late 50s, good job, comfortable life. But in this case, he did not buy a convertible sports car or have an affair. Last summer, Berhanu Nega took an indefinite leave of absence from his tenured professorship at Bucknell University in Pennsylvania, said goodbye to his family, and went off to the Horn of Africa to head up an Ethiopian rebel movement. Reporter Josh Hammer tracked him down, and this weekend you can read his profile of Berhanu Nega in the New York Times Magazine. This is one hell of a midlife crisis, Josh. Remind us first of the kind of life Nega left behind when he got on that plane for Africa last summer.
Yes, indeed. He was, he is an Ethiopian exile, so he has always had one foot in that world. But he had developed a very American lifestyle. He was a tenured professor at Bucknell University in rural Pennsylvania, had a very nice suburban house, rooted for the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Eagles, barbecues in the backyard, summers on the beach of Maryland, campaigning door-to-door for Barack Obama in 2008, sending his kids to good American schools. So a very American existence.
So today, where is he and what's his life like?
Today, he is living in the capital of Eritrea in the Horn of Africa, a city called Asmara, which is a very poor, very remote, isolated city in a very poor and isolated country, one of the most repressive dictatorships in the world. But they also happen to be a mortal enemy of Ethiopia and have offered Berhanu Nega and his rebel cohorts a refuge and a sanctuary and a base of operations for this war that they are leading against the Ethiopian regime.
So the aim of Ginbot 7 and of Nega, they want to overthrow the whole Ethiopian regime?
That's right. Well, Ethiopia is an ally of the United States. It's a strategic partner in the war against al-Shabaab, a radical Islamic movement in Somalia. However, behind that stability is really one of the most oppressive regimes in Africa, if not the world. There's a great amount of discontent. So Nega wants to get in there, get rid of this regime, and bring in real democracy.
Yeah, we saw the Ethiopian marathoner at the Olympics who came across the finish line with his arms up in an X, protesting what he feels is major authoritarianism in his native country. So how's he living? What's his life like in Asmara? It doesn't sound anything like what he had in Pennsylvania.
It's a pretty Spartan lifestyle. I mean, Asmara is a city where it's hard to get things. The power goes off a lot. There are water shortages of just about everything. It has the lowest internet penetration of any country on the planet, 1%. So getting a decent broadband connection is very, very difficult. He lives a very sort of monastic existence in an ordinary bungalow with a bunch of fellow commanders, all of whom are from the diaspora around the world. So you got, you know, a guy who was a taxi driver, a guy who was an engineer in Arlington, Virginia, a guy from the UK, somebody from Luxembourg. They all Ethiopians, and they all kind of come back through this house. And then, of course, he spends an awful lot of time down on, you know, a couple of hundred miles south along that very militarized, very mined border in these rebel base camps, kind of rallying the troops, dealing with politics, teaching political seminars, watching training, doing all the things that commanders do.
You've met him several times now, Josh, here in the States and over in the Horn of Africa. What kind of man is he?
He's a very approachable, very passionate, very likable guy. There do seem to be these two sides to him. On the one hand, he fit in extremely well, was highly popular on campus. I mean, his students loved him, and he was a very gregarious figure, faculty kind of hosted a lot of faculty dinners, just fit in very well in that academic American lifestyle. On the other hand, I've seen him in a different incarnation, leading a rally for his rebel group, and he takes on a very different appearance. He becomes kind of transformed into this rebel leader, rallying the troops, celebrating the killings of police and soldiers. An operation had taken place about a month earlier, and he was drawing attention to the victory of the rebels down in this part of Ethiopia. So it's kind of jarring to see these two aspects of his life and his personality coexisting this way.
Yeah, violence sounds like a theme. And again, it sounds like there's another David versus Goliath fight as this little Ginbot 7 takes on the Ethiopian army. It sounds like an uphill battle for these rebels. Why did Nega make this decision? I mean, in midlife, we tend to think people reorder their values.
This is true. Well, he's always been for the last, you know, he was brutally imprisoned in Ethiopia after running for mayor. and getting that snatched away from him. He was expelled, pretty much, you know, expelled from the country. But he's maintained one foot in that world for all this time and never really gave up on the idea of returning to Ethiopia. His best friend was actually the guy who was out in the field in Eritrea dealing with the troops. And when this friend was captured, put in prison and given a death sentence, suddenly the top job was open. And Nega just felt, well, you know, I have to do this. I have to do this. I feel an obligation to my country. Somebody has to step in and fill this role, and it can only be me. So it was kind of a major sacrifice, you know, and the family wasn't necessarily all in favor of it.
So Josh, is he going to stick it out there in the Horn of Africa and continue this fight against Ethiopia?
You know, he says he is. He believes that they've got momentum. There's no question that more attention is being paid to the undemocratic, repressive side of Ethiopia. I think you certainly saw that with the Olympics. But I get the sense, and it may just because suddenly I'm focused on this place, but you get the sense that that government may be crumbling a little bit, whether it's 5 years down the line or 10 years down the line, or whether this is just a totally quixotic enterprise that is going to go nowhere. It's at this point really difficult to say.
Reporter Josh Hammer wrote the profile of Ethiopian rebel commander Berhanu Nega on leave from his teaching position at Bucknell University. You can read the profile in the New York Times Magazine this weekend. Josh, thanks so much for your time.
Great to be here.